hello there, and welcome to Chronicles of Power, a podcast dedicated to the world of power, where I review and break down the latest episode in the Powerverse. We are brought to you by Private Listed, your source for all things music, sports, culture, and entertainment. Follow the new page at Chronicles of Power on Instagram. You can find us on YouTube at PVTLSTD. My name is Kimi, and today we have in the house with us Sam from Power is Fire. We will be your guide today as we break down all of the Powerverse news that has been going on for the past 2 weeks. So I just want to give a little disclaimer. I have been trying to record this episode every day for the past 2 weeks, but every time I turn around, something else happens. So hopefully, after the round of news that we've gotten from yesterday concerning Gianni, I think that we should be good for the next week or so, and then we update accordingly. So, first off, let's start off with...
He posted you too, by the way.
I know, I saw he posted. He liked the original one that we posted. So thanks to Gianni. But let's start off with where everything started rolling. So Power Origins, right? Power Origins is in development. Has it been greenlit? We don't know. We just know it's in development, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then we also found out that who's at the helm of Power Origins? Mr. Sasha Penn himself. Now, here is where you come in, Sam, and I ask you, because I've been seeing some rumblings in the comments, and I don't want to necessarily read all of the comments that we have, because I try to post them. I try to do like little Q&As in stories where I let people sound off on their opinions, but some people aren't really too keen on getting that little version of Tommy and Ghost, like a whole new show of it. How do you feel about that?
No, I think the Tommy and Ghost prequel is fine. But I think this whole announcement of the season 5 of Raising Kanan has definitely thrown people off, because now we're not getting the prequel until 2028. For sure.
Well, besides when it's coming, I'm asking, do you think it's necessary?
Yeah, absolutely. Because it needs to be a sequel to Raising Kanan.
So you're not one of the people who believes that all of this could have been incorporated into Raising Kanan?
Hell no. Because it would defeat the whole purpose of to have a Tommy and Ghost storyline in Raising Kanan, unless it's the very tail end. That's the best way to end Raising Kanan.
With
just them being introduced, or it has to be just them introduced, because that would be a good cliffhanger to go into, because they would be like, oh, now we're ready for Power Origins. You know what I mean? It would just be perfect.
Okay. Also, in addition to that news, right? So actually, I'll give my opinion about Power Origins. I think that Power Origins could be good. The only reason why I have any sort of faith in it is because Sasha Penn is going to be at the helm. If it was someone else, I would probably be with the other people who are saying we don't really need that. And I think a lot of that feedback has come after the news of them canceling Ghosts. But we'll go over that part once we get to that, because I do want to give one more piece of news before we start talking about Power Book 2. So Chronicles of Power also reported that Gary Lennon has extended his Lionsgate deal to expand the universe, meaning to probably produce and create additional spin-offs. For right now, we only know about the possibility of Power Origins, but could this possibly mean that there will be other spin-offs coming down the line? And something tells me that yes, right? Considering that we just got this news that Power Book 2 will be ending with its fourth season, all of these things are coming out. Guys, Sam, please. I'm trying to do this with a straight face. So, if there are additional spinoffs coming, does that make up for them ending Power Book 2 Ghosts?
No.
Why not?
Because I feel like they could have definitely kept it a little longer. You know, obviously, if let's just say Tariq graduates this year and does get Club Truth, that's how they have to end the season. And then, you know, it would make sense for them to kind of branch off, but then you will be giving Tariq another spinoff. Because that's the only way you could do it, is if Tariq gets another spinoff. Because other than that, like, I don't think Effie and Diana can really hold. I don't want to say it in the wrong. How can I do this in a way that's not like, I don't want to make it sound sexist. So basically, like, I feel like, yes, we need another woman lead show, but does Diana and Effie hold enough weight to be able to carry one themselves?
Well, why are you picking them to possibly spin off? Who says that they are even?
Well, they will not be a spinoff. Absolutely not.
No.
The only option if you have to have a female lead.
So here's what I'm saying. How do we know that they are even going to survive throughout the end of this season? Why are you pinning it on them or possibly bolstering them to possibly have a spinoff from Ghost?
You think they about to kill off Diana and Effie in the same season?
I don't think Effie makes it out.
Okay.
I don't think Effie makes it out. And I do agree. I don't know if they built up until this season, the last season that we've had of Ghost, meaning season 3. The way how their characters have been developed thus far, there is nothing there for me to say that these people, meaning the characters themselves, that these characters are enough for me to want to know more of them. But where I will concede, we thought the same thing about Kanan, right? Adult Kanan. We thought that we didn't need to see a younger version of Kanan or a show dedicated to it. But then we got a whole host of other adult characters who actually made the show and made it worthwhile to watch. So I'll say with a grain of salt, like, hey, I don't think I need a Diana and Effie show or either or from them. But I do agree with you that Tariq has to be, or Michael Rainey Jr. has to be involved in some capacity, whatever show they were planning to spin off from Ghost. The other point that I would make is, now, I may get some flack from this, but I've always known that this show wasn't going to last that long. Only because at the end of Power, when Tariq closes his dorm room as the scene cuts, it says, Tariq James St. Patrick, class of 2024. I knew that this show, wherever it was, it will be done by this time, or at least this iteration of it. He was in college. It wasn't going to be that long. Call me crazy. Normally, people go to college for 4 years. Some people take a longer time because, you know, we stop, go. But for this one, I knew that they weren't going to drag it out too much. And then some of the plot points in this show, I'll be honest and say they weren't the strongest. And sometimes
you can say that about Raising Kanan. You can say that about Force 2. You can say that about every single one of the Power shows and BMF.
But that's, well, BMF is a whole other animal. We will not get into that today. But that's probably one of the reasons why in each of these shows, they have to revamp and they have to come back to the table with something else. And that could just be the case for Power Book 2. I know a lot of people's panties are in a bunch because the show is ending in season 4. And I do think it's a little abrupt, especially for the cast and crew. I think that that's the concerning part to me. So here's another question that I have for you about that news. Do you think that Michael Rainey Jr. is bluffing when he said that he didn't know?
No, I don't think he's bluffing. But I think that Michael Rainey has been kind of traveling a lot. So I think when they were trying to reach out to him, he probably just wasn't available to, you know what I mean, to take calls or whatnot. So, you know, it's his vacation time. You know, they're resting and he thinking, oh, I got some time to kill until we start back filming. And then he finds out that they're not going to start back filming. So, because let's be honest, if there is, and this is where I'm kind of like confused, because obviously the season 5 wasn't greenlit yet. But usually when usually when the next season is greenlit, that basically means that it's done being written. So was the season 5 written already and they decided to go against it? You know what I mean? Because I'm thinking like, well, technically they would have just went back to work, but they wouldn't have went back to work with no show being written.
Well, so you bring up a very good point. I'm actually looking for a screenshot that I had. So when Michael Rainey posted, I don't know what's going on. This is not a direct quote of what he said, but I'm just paraphrasing. He says, hey, I guess it's canceled. I don't know what's going on. Or I guess it's done. because the show isn't technically canceled. It's just ending. And it rubs me a little weird because he knows where the story left off when they were filming. They all do. So if he's playing by saying he wasn't sure it was going to be canceled, that means that that's potential spoilers. Obviously, he survives, right? Because if he's dead, he would know that that was the end of the show.
For sure. So
whatever the case is, one of the writers posted that day when the news came out, and he said something. I won't say what writer it was. He said, "This is pretty much BS. We haven't heard from Lionsgate. We haven't heard from Stars. No one has told us anything. Everybody was in our face like everything was okay to go for season 5. And now they're telling us that this is done." So there is a lack in communication somewhere. Now, what I would want you to speak to is there was a Deadline article. And there was a Deadline article, and in that article, 50's best friend, the CEO of Stars, pretty much said that these shows are too expensive to run. And I think the question that everyone has here... I think the question that everyone has here is, if these shows are so expensive to run, why would you get rid of the one that brings in the most viewership first?
And
what? I don't know what you want me to say here.
Why would you get rid of the show that's making the most money?
I don't know what the revenue, what the profit and loss sheet looks like for Ghost, right? Because they could be spending more money than they're bringing in. Because we did hear that certain actors and actresses are making a shit ton of money on this show. In addition to that, they've also all renegotiated their contracts for upcoming seasons for the show. And once that happened, that's when the axe came down.
I understand that. But again, you get rid of your highest rated show that's bringing you in the most money. Because if Ghost's not bringing in no money, none of the show's bringing in money.
No.
For sure. Number one. And number two, you do that. And then what did they do the other day?
What did they do?
We posted it yesterday.
No, I want you to say it. Go ahead.
Razor Cannon gets renewed for season 5. In the middle of the people who were born.
Wait, hang on one second. Because I'm laughing, the way how it works, that I'm going to cut this part out. But because I'm laughing, they probably couldn't hear what you just said. So I want you to repeat what you just said, and then you can throw in and finish up your thought. Go ahead.
How did they cancel the highest rated show? For sure, I don't care if we see the ratings or not. We know for a fact it's the highest rated show. It has the most tweets. It has the biggest. I gained 80,000 followers during the last season of Ghost. 80,000. So I already know how big of an impact that this show has on the people in general.
That has to do with your content too. But go ahead.
It has to do with the content, but I'm just saying, like, in season is totally different. Like,
it does.
Right now I'm kind of struggling a little bit because I guess BMF's starting off a little slower or whatever. But at the end of the day, Ghost is on fire out the gate.
Out the gate, yeah. It's definitely the fan favorite.
You renew season 5 of Raising Kanan in the middle of the recording season 4.
I love everything about this. So, you know, Raising Kanan is my favorite, right? I know that it's not yours.
No.
It's my favorite. It tells the best story, has the best acting. Nope. Yes.
Season 3 was mid.
No, it was not. Are you crazy?
Bro.
Listen, season 3.
Everybody just, okay, listen, Raising Kanan was my favorite show too. But I'm not going to sit here and lie because, and I'm not saying I didn't like the season. What I'm saying is that It was a mediocre season at best. Ronnie carried.
Okay.
Take Ronnie out. What was this season about?
The season was about Kanan falling deeper into the underworld and moving out of the grasp of his mother.
Really? Because what did Kanan do? He had one body the whole season.
So you have to kill people in order to go deeper into the underworld?
How many bodies Kanan had in OG power?
Kanan was a psychotic person by the time we met him in OG power.
Right. So why would we get a borderline psycho?
We are building it up. He's still only 15, 16 years old.
And you realize in order to build it up that Kanan has to, in season 5, Kanan has to drop like 15 bodies.
Why do you equate? Why are you equating killing people with what he turns out to be later on? There is still more story to tell for Kanan. He is still a little boy. He is turning into, slowly but surely, what we saw in the original version of Power. Yes, but they're still telling a story. And one of the things that I like about Raising Kanan is that it's not wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. We are building. We are cooking. We are seasoning, baking. We're putting the whole pot together. We're not just throwing stuff in the frying pan or throwing stuff away in the air fryer and walking back and coming back and everything is done. It's not the full meal with some of the other shows. And I like Raising Kanan because everyone is getting built out. For example, look at what they did with Uncle Marvin, right? In Uncle Marvin's story arc, we liked him. We didn't like him. And now people will kill.
We didn't like Marvin for one episode, please.
No, people did not like Uncle Marvin at the end of season 1.
Because he beat up Jukebox. That's it. That's the only time that people didn't like Marvin. The only time in the whole series.
No, Sam. No. They vacillated between liking him and not liking him. But for right now, since season 2, everyone has been on his side. But the comments that I saw about what Uncle Marvin was and why he did those things and how bad it was, like, people definitely changed their minds about him. I'm just saying, we don't get that a lot in the other shows. And the one person that we had that sort of feeling towards, even though it probably would be more intense, was someone that they killed off with a random character. I'm talking about Sax. So Sax goes back and forth with how people like him, right? Because by the time they killed him, people felt sorry for him, even though he was law enforcement. And he was going about trying to catch them in the bad way, right?
What season was Sax a fan favorite? I must be lost here.
Not a fan favorite. I'm just saying they go back and forth between liking him or feeling empathy for him.
What season did anyone like Sax?
You don't think that they liked him in...
No. People felt bad because Sax has been on the show for so long. It almost feels like he's a part of the family. So to kill him off is just like, well, damn. Like, you know what I mean? That kind of hurt. Because it's like, damn, he kind of been on the show for a while. Other than that, no one really likes Sax as a character. True. He was not supposed to be a likable character.
No, he's not supposed to be likable, but what I do feel that people felt empathy for him.
Yes, and because of how long he's been on the show, so we're attached to him.
I don't know. Well, for me, yes, for how long he's been on the show, but I don't know if everyone else feels like that.
They do. A lot of people were sad when he was gone because of the fact that, like, you know what I mean? It's like, damn, like, you keep Tariq for this long and you keep Sax for that long and then you kill him off the way you did. It's just like, Now, yeah, if Tariq does it, I think it's even more empathy, but people are going to understand because it's like, well, damn, well, you know, at least Tariq was the one that did it. You know what I mean? But still, come on.
Yo, people couldn't even remember his name.
Like, what? I was just like, I get it. Okay. Understandable, because at the end of the day, we always be like, oh, that's predictable. But I think that was the one predictable thing that people wanted, is for Tariq to be the one to kill him.
Yeah, you know, or someone.
Or Tommy. But I think Tariq would have been like that moment where Tariq kills Jabari. I feel like that's what it would have been for Sax. It was like, damn, I really don't want to do this, but you made me do this type of vibe.
Yeah. Okay. So no be there, because I don't like how Sax was taken off the show. I'll say that to the ending of time. Also, another piece of news. We kind of mentioned it, but hopefully we can I don't know what else we can say about this, but we mentioned it earlier, and Sam is obviously not too happy, but it is on my list of things to go over. Raising Kanan has been renewed for season 5, even while they are shooting season 4. And some people are a little bit perturbed by this. They don't understand why Raising Kanan is getting all of this love. And I think it may just be Sasha Penn's relationship with the network and how he is writing, how he is developing his shows, and how, you know, people may not have liked Raising Kanan in the beginning, but now they do. You can't front that with the last season of Raising Kanan, more people are engaged about the show.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand what you're saying as far as the engagement from the people that are fans of those individual characters. I understand that. Anything I post with Marvin is super going viral. all I'm saying is that yes, the characters may be likable, and on all of the shows, because even on Force, oh my God, the people on Force characters is going crazy.
Yeah,
right, when I would post those pictures. Oh. But what I'm saying is, like, I'm just saying overall, like, it's just not the same impact. Don't get me wrong, I love Raising Kanan. I'm very happy that they got to season 5. Only thing I'm mad about is that they had to cancel Ghost. To me, it didn't make sense. Kill off Mary J. Blige, or Monet on the show. Kill off Monet. Kill off, I got to make sure I say that over again so you can cut that out. Kill off Monet.
Okay.
Kill off, I don't know. Ken Love Davis is a little crazy. But if, you know, whoever the big bucks are going to cut down on the fashion a little bit, because people don't really care about that if you add more action. They don't care about the whole whatever. Yeah, they don't like the, it's not like Ghost has 10,000 explosions going off like Force does. You know what I mean? Force was blowing up whole buildings, like, that's expensive. You know what I mean? But they don't put as much emphasis on the fashion as Ghost does. So you cut down in the areas that you need to cut down on, and you cut the people that are eating the budget, because Mary J. Blige now probably makes $700,000 a show.
Yikes.
And okay. Everybody's talking about, oh, it's going to be 10 episodes, both parts. Cap, ain't no way they about to pay Mary J. Blige $10
million. No. So it is 5 episodes per part.
Right.
It's starting June 7th. So we did get a release date. That was another piece of news that we got. We got a teaser trailer for Power Book 2 Ghosts. We see Tariq. We see all of our regulars in there. We did get a glimpse of Michael Ealy. Yeah. And we see Mary J. Blige, who plays Monet. She is screaming in one of the scenes, so that means that someone definitely is dead.
Or Zeke is alive.
No.
And she went through all of that. Imagine if they pulled a quick one. Zeke, she finds out Zeke is still alive, and she did all of that to Lorenzo.
Yeah, buddy. All right.
I would scream too.
But you bring up, that's another thing people have been talking about, you know, how much the actors have been paid. I won't get into that conversation because I hear different numbers all the time. I think I have the exact number because I saw it in an article, and I don't think that this publication would write something false, but I won't repeat it. But I do agree. At the end of season 3, and now going into season 4 for Power Book 2 Ghosts, I couldn't understand how Monet lived or survived. And they don't even leave it as a cliffhanger for us. They actually show us her in the teaser trailer. So we know that she survives.
Well, that's only because I think they only showed us Monet because that photo was leaked of her and Michael Ealy. Oh,
Michael Ealy, yes.
So it only makes sense. You might as well throw it out there now. You know what I mean?
Yep. So we know she's there, and now it's the last of it. So hopefully they're just doing a reorganization, and, you know, we get some other spinoff from the people in Ghost.
I think it's going to be 2.
You think it'll be 2 spinoffs?
Mm-hmm. I think they split it.
Give me your predictions then.
I'm telling you now, it's going to be a female lead show, so it's either... I can't really see the Tasha thing, but Tasha would be, obviously, to me, she would be the front runner because she'll be the only OG alive that I feel like would be good for a show. But let's just say it's not Tasha. Then it would have to be Diana and Effie together as a duo.
Okay.
As one. And then Tariq again, post college.
I wonder if he was getting tired of the role.
Well, he did come out and say a while ago that he don't want to be typecasted. And then I seen another video on TikTok. I don't remember who it was, but they basically was saying, like, why are you so scared of getting typecasted? Because a lot of people who are typecasted are getting paid crazy in the thing. It's when they start to do all of these different things and tap into these other markets where they start to kind of lower their value because they tapping into something that people are not used to seeing. But it's just like they were saying, like, what's the dude name from that just did the Bumblebee movie, or not Bumblebee, but whatever. What's the dude that do all the action movies with the bald head?
Oh, Vin Diesel.
Well, him too. But no, it's the other guy. But yeah, I forgot his name. But you got people like that always kind of stay in their lane. They only really do action movies. They don't do anything else. And they get crazy money.
Yeah. No, I get that. But maybe he wants to flex his wings a little bit and show that he can do other things. And I think by him playing Tariq, people are used to him doing so. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. The same goes for Tommy, right? You know how I remember when they first started the show and they said, you know, this is going to be one of those roles that's going to transform you into people's lives where they only call you by your screen name. Whereas we call Amari Ghost, we call Joseph Tommy, and we call Naturi Tasha. And I think for Michael, the same may be happening to him in terms of him being called Tariq, and he may not, maybe he, it's taken some time to get used to, especially being a young adult. He's what, 22 now? Is he 22 or 23?
Cool.
Maybe 20. Michael Rainey Jr.
Yeah, he turns 24 this year.
He turns 24?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've been watching this show a long time. Okay, but yeah, so I could kind of get him wanting to do other things.
September 22nd.
Excuse me. Please.
Where's 22?
Where's 22? All right, so last bit of news. Gianni Paolo, who plays Brayden, has been casted in a psychological thriller titled Trust. Lorenz Tate, he will be playing Barry Gordy in the Michael Jackson biopic. Liv Simone, who played
Aisha.
Lupus's love interest on Aisha. Raising Kanan. Yeah, hold on, I'm trying to get it out. Love interest on Raising Kanan in the group. What's the group name?
Butter.
Her name was Aisha in the show. She is also going to be in the Michael Jackson biopic. And Woody from...
He's just playing Gladys Knight, right?
I didn't see him casted in anything, but he is definitely making music now. So these are some things to look out for. Some of the people from Ghost. Anything you want to add?
Well, Shane said in your interview that he was doing season two?
You know, I was actually going to hit him up because I just watched the trailer for them. And
what trailer is out? The new season?
The new season for the trailer is out. I just watched it.
Oh, it's over.
It looks crazy.
Yes, and he's supposed to be in that. I can't wait.
Yeah, so I was actually going to hit him up and ask him what episodes he's going to be appearing in. So I'll send him a message and see if he's willing to talk about it really quickly. And then I'm probably going to try to reach out to Amazon to see if they, like, maybe we could do something. But
connections. You just said I want to hit up Amazon. Crazy.
You know, you have the same things that I have. Let me see. Was there any other casting news? Yeah, so the thing is, Shane is supposed to be on them. I didn't see him in the trailer, so that's why I held off on even naming him just now, because he did tell me that he was supposed to be in it. But that first season of them was crazy. I'm looking for...
Oh my God. It gave such Jordan Peele vibes.
It did. That's why I'm curious to see what he brings to it. After we get off of this, I want you to look at it and then tell me what you think. But for right now, guys, that's all the power news that we have. If we've missed anything, we'll probably be back in another 2 weeks to go over it again. I'm excited for Raising Kanan season 4 and 5.
Yeah. What about Alberto? He just landed something new, no?
Berto landed something new. It also hit the show that he told me about in his interview. That is coming soon. I saw the trailer for that. It's called, is it Gotham? Wait, hold on. It's Penguin. It's going to be on Max. So Berto Cologne is going to be in the Penguin show with Colin Farrell.
And then Grantham, the show he, you know, got the full.
What's Grantham's show? Because I didn't get any news about that. I don't know
when it's coming out, but I know he. Yeah, he was
canceled. I don't really want to talk about it. I'll wait till I'll see official news. But I know that he was definitely casted in something else. That's why his time on Raising Kanan, like, they knew from the beginning he was only going to be there for 10 episodes, and then he was already working on other things.
Oh, I have a question for you. Something that I thought you would ask me, but do you think Terrence Howard and Taraji P are being saved for Origins?
I hope so.
Because now we know for a fact they're not going to be ghosts. So it's either Force, which I would love for Taraji to be in Force, or they save them for Origins.
I don't think they're going to be in either.
Imagine Terrence Howard being Curtis.
Oh, Ghost's dad?
Crazy.
I don't know. I'm gonna wait. I'll wait.
Come on, man.
No, man. So you want that to happen?
I want them to be in the show, because I think at this point, if you want to kind of start off with a bang, Taraji and Terrence Howard being announced in the show is gonna go skyrocket.
But then doesn't that bring us back to, and this hopefully this will drive this home, doesn't that bring this back to the same point we were making earlier, that what the CEO was complaining of, it becomes too expensive to film shows because they would have to pay those actors too.
No, because they would definitely for sure not have as big of a fashion budget. You know what I mean? Because they would have to be real mellow, because Curtis only owned a bar. He wasn't no flashy dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the mother was barely in the picture. So whoever they cast as the mother, she's barely going to be in it. Kate was a stripper. Tommy and Ghost was just coming up in the game, so they not gonna be no fly kids. You know what I mean? So it's not gonna be like super heavy on the whatever. I feel like that show just needs two mains, and then everybody else could be like regular people that we kind of build up. Because, you know, I'm not saying the people that's in Raising Kanan wasn't really as crazy popular, but, you know, they were kind of up and coming in a sense, with the exception of obviously Bettina, who had had a Tony Award. But other than that, everybody else was just kind of like, you know, they have some things in their catalog, but the IMDb is all right.
They had Omar Epps.
He's a legend. Whoa,
he's a legend.
Right. I mean, what I'm saying, but Omar Epps and Bettina, I would say, is the most, they got some more, but I'm just saying Omar Epps was a huge name. So Taraji, I feel like, and Omar Epps is kind of like up there in the same kind of conversation. So, you know, you start off the show with some people like that, some familiar faces, and then you can build in your regular characters around that. Maybe you bring Makai back in and let Makai kind of continue doing his thing. And maybe he's the main.
I wonder if they're going to transition to have Makai still in there. Maybe he'll be like a recurring guest, like someone that's not a part of the main cast, but will just pop in.
The storyline needs to revolve around Kanan for Origins.
But then it's not about Tommy and Ghost then. That's what I'm saying.
You gotta remember, like, the story about Raising Kanan is basically the eyes of the Thomas siblings. They are the main three characters in the show. And then Kanan and Jukebox are kind of fluffed in slowly but surely. So that's what I'm saying. Like, if you have somebody like Makai, a familiar face, who is now kind of doing his thing with Breeze, whoever Breeze is has to be a main for sure. And then they're slowly but surely building Tommy and Ghost to kind of be who they are. That's how I think they should do it. And then slowly but surely develop Ghost and Tommy characters so that they can eventually become mains.
So I, you know, this just makes me more curious to see what they're going to do with this because, as far as we know, they said it's about Little Ghost and Little Tommy. Maybe some sprinkles of Kanan will be in there because they are doing the running for him. So we'll see what happens. On that note, guys, thank you all for tuning in and we'll see you next time. Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube. Oh, Sam, what's the name of your podcast?
Oh, Power is Fire, the podcast.
Yes, there we go. Don't forget to subscribe to Power is Fire, the podcast on YouTube as well. And follow us on Instagram at Power is Fire and at Chronicles of Power. See you guys later.